following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 good morning, gearheads. This is Muscle Mania. I'm your host, DJ Spark. Let's get some wheels spinning and heads turning. Yo, how is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Muscle Mania. I'm your host, DJ Spark. We've talked about the Challenger as a car relating back to Dodge. So today we're going to be talking about Chevrolet's Camaro, the history and the different models. First of all, with the introduction of the Mustang, a lot of these other companies, including Chevy and Dodge, needed to find some sort of competition to rival it due to the popularity and overall demand of the Mustang. The Camaro was Chevrolet's sporty pony car that was going to compete with Ford Mustang. Chevy already had some other different types of cars, such as, for example, the Chevy Nova. Although this was a sportier type car, its box shape and lack of quote-unquote sex appeal was not able to compete with the Mustang. In 1967, the first Camaro Sport Coupe was actually released in September in 1966. But the 1967 model is the one that was released. It started off at just under $2,500 back then. And even though 220,000 units were sold, it still wasn't able to compete with making less than half of the 480,000 Mustangs that were sold during that year. The engine was a straight six-cylinder rated at 140 horsepower, and it was 230 cubic inch, 3.8 liters. Not too bad for a car from the 1960s. It doesn't just end there, though. On top of that straight six-cylinder engine, there were also option lists for different V8 blocks. They had one for 375 horsepower all the way up to 390 horsepower. For those individuals who really like driving in hot weather or the summer months, Chevrolet also released the 1967 Camaro convertible alongside the coupe's release. This offered the same engine blocks and was priced roughly $250 more than its coupe counterpart. In 1968, the first introduction of the SS badging, which we will touch upon later with the modern models of the Camaro. The SS Camaro Rally Edition was released, which included a Astro ventilation system, which eliminated vented windows. If you bought the SS model in 1968, it also came with dual exhaust, different customizable striped tires, and some accents on the grille, which would be able to distinguish you from other Camaros. As the time flew by into the 1970s, the Chevrolet Camaro sort of transformed into a different looking model. It lacked a convertible variant, and it was, although similar to its previous generation, some differences such as engine blocks, colors, hood design really made it stand out from its previous predecessors. The 1970 Chevrolet Camaro was the first in the second generation. 1981, the Chevrolet Camaro Z28 was the last model for the second generation. With that being said, an 11-year time span was the longest model run for any Camaro for any generation. 11 years is a long time for a production car. With that being said, 1982, the very next year, Chevrolet Camaro Z28 third generation comes out. It used a different type of full unitized structure with different springs, suspensions, front grille designs, headlights. They also had a, for the first time, hatchback version of the Camaro. With this third generation, there were those who liked it and didn't, due to the fact that it was sort of retro, but a little more modern than the previous two generations. Another problem with this 1980 third generation model plane was the fact that they were severely underpowered. And when I say underpowered, I mean underpowered. The power range for the 1982 model was anywhere from 90 horsepower all the way up to only 145 horsepower. When comparing that to previous models in the generations or competitors with Mustang, it is quite low on the horsepower numbers. Now, fast forward to 1987. There were a few good things that came out of this model production year for Chevrolet, specifically with the Camaro's profitability and demand. First of all, the return of a convertible or more outside-driven summer months model was introduced since the last one was introduced in 1969. So almost 20 years of time had passed since the convertible had been seen from Chevrolet. Alongside that, combating the issue earlier with low power numbers, a 5.7 liter V8 engine with 225 base horsepower was brought into the 1987 Chevrolet Camaro lineup. That gave consumers not only more power to play with, but also the combination of being able to drive in a convertible car, which brought Chevrolet more marketability, more consumers, and overall more enjoyment for the buyers. The fourth generation of Camaro was seen in 1993, but fast forwarding to 1999, this year was significant for the redesign of the headlights and the front hood area, including the rear end of the car. A 5.7 liter V8 tuned up to 305 horsepower by General Motors brought the production of this new model. It basically skyrocketed numbers, and more consumers wanted it due to the new redesign and more power. They also shed light again on a convertible model, the Camaro SS in 2002 Z28 convertible. By this new time, since we're turning of the century, 2000s, it was nice to have a car that both spiked with modern design as well as little hints of retro with certain stripes, and the rear end of the car really showed what the original generations looked like. Now, as we get closer to our modern times, in 2010, the Chevrolet Camaro SS was released. This was a complete redesign, similar to what Dodge did in 2008, with the absence of the Dodge Challenger, and then in 2008, out of nowhere, bringing back an iconic muscle car. Chevrolet did the same thing. 2010, we have this redesign. Popularity for the car also arose due to certain features in movies, such as the live-action version of Transformers with Michael Bay. Bumblebee was a Camaro, yellow with black stripes. I remember seeing that as a kid and being fascinated and thinking, man, when I grow up, I want to drive a Camaro. New cars, new models, new numbers. Let's talk about how the 3.6 liter V6 engine base model came with 304 horsepower, naturally aspirated. But that's not what people were here for. They were here for the 426 horsepower 6.2 liter LS version of the Camaro in 2010. Over 420 horsepower is significant, specifically from a naturally aspirated car for the price range in 2010. Just 2 years later, we have the 2012 Chevrolet Camaro ZL1. Now, this was basically like introducing the Hellcat with Dodge. This engine had 6.2 liter V8, 580 horsepower, powered via forced induction from a supercharger. 4.1 seconds 0 to 60. Now, that may not sound like a lot due to the fact that we are in 2021 approaching 2023, but in 2012, before the introduction of the Hellcat and slower variants of Mustangs, having almost 600 horsepower out the gate, reasonably priced, was insane. Something very interesting also occurred in 2014 with the Camaro Z28. It wasn't as fast as its 2012 predecessor with the supercharger, but they did introduce a 7-liter LS7 V8, naturally aspirated, 505 horsepower. 7 liters is enormous. The Hellcat is 6.2 liters, and the Scat Pack is 6.4 liters from Dodge. Those are considered very big motors. 7 liters, that's something you find in a Viper. From 2016 to now, today's modern times, we have the 6th generation of the Camaro. The ZL1 is the most powerful Camaro that Chevrolet has to offer today, the modern version of it. 650 horsepower out of a supercharged V8. Although it doesn't have the largest horsepower or torque numbers when compared to Ford's GT500 or Super Snake or Dodge's Hellcat or Demon, it does provide consumers and race car enthusiasts with exceptional aerodynamics and suspension. It is one of the best cars you can take on the track for making turns at high speeds. Now, I want to talk about what I stated earlier, the SS. So the SS stands for Super Sport. They have an SS and an RS badging. RS stands for Rally Sport. When looking at a Camaro, you can see on the grille, similar to the Dodge Challenger's RT badge or SRT badge, or when looking at a Mustang and seeing the 5.0 badge or the Cobra. The SS models of the Camaro are always superior to the RS models, whether that's power or appearance. Usually the SS models provide more premium customizable packages for interior, brakes, engine blocks, and overall performance. It depends if you have the money or want to put the money down on an SS model versus an RS model. But if the SS isn't enough, like I said, you can either get a ZR1 or an LT1. The Camaro LT1 is like Dodge Challenger's Scat Pack or Ford Mustang's Mach 1. It is a naturally aspirated 6.2 liter V8 that makes 455 horsepower. Its first introduction, although I'm talking about the modern model, the roots come from 1970s and 1972's small block engine model, which was also known as the LT1. The Chevrolet Camaro is quite an interesting car. It has some resemblance to its older models from the first, second, third, fourth generation, but it looks very different from what it used to look like. That may upset a few individuals who like the super retro designs, but for those who enjoy a more modern look, the Camaro fits perfectly. When compared to the Dodge Challenger, Charger, Mustang, the Camaro has very good aerodynamics. The shape of the hood, the angling, especially at high speeds, and the overall size and maneuverability of the car makes it a great ride around corners or country roads in the hills. It is no Corvette, to say the least, due to the fact that Corvettes have extremely well put together aerodynamics, but when compared to the other major competition via Dodge and Mustang, the Camaro takes the cake. If you think about getting a Camaro, think about the possibilities of other different cars, just due to the fact that there are some blind spots when driving Camaros due to the visibility in the cabin. But overall, the Camaro is a great choice. You'll have a lot of fun going fast while also taking sharp turns and leaving your competition in the dust. This has been the overview of the Chevrolet Camaro here on MuscleMania with DJ Spark. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you guys next time. I'm rolling out.